Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, we're going to round out this show this week by talking a little sports, some private jets. It's sort of like, it's like Ballers here on Bloomberg Business Week, Carol Masser. Do you ever watch that show, Ballers?
No, I know about it. Right. We've talked about it.
I know.
Let's get to it.
Joe McClain is here with us, managing partner for Intersect Capital, joining us on the phone from San Ramon, California. I'm sure he really likes my Ballers reference, I'm guessing. Joe, really nice to have you with us. Sports, we're missing it. Are we going to get some sports back soon? Please tell me yes.
Well, can I just tell you that I certainly want it back more than you. I have never in my career had every single client that we work with sitting at home.
Yeah.
And they've all been good savers. You know, our rule of thumb is minimum 60% of all net dollars that come in, they must put away for retirement. So they're flush with cash, with a bunch of time on their hands, and really bored and ready to spend money. So I see that you're going to be talking about private jets afterward, but they're not always my best friends. So
yeah,
I want to get back to work.
Are you telling your clients, like, no, you don't need the private jet?
Well, they're pushing really hard because they say, actually, it is a need right now because I don't want to be out in the public. And I've got the NBA, they're trying to finish the season. Baseball is trying to start the season. You know, the NFL players, they haven't even had a chance to take their physicals. So you have the NFL draft, you have the free agents all trying to move around. And until they take their physicals, those contracts aren't valid. And so there's a lot of uncertainty up in the air right now.
And so as you look across, especially the pro sports, just sticking with that for a second, Joe, what are you the most optimistic about, you know, talking to your contacts in the league, talking to your clients, just talking to the folks that you talk to? What's a likely scenario for pro sports in your estimation?
I think you're going to see golf first. You already saw it last weekend with the four of the players playing with no fans and no caddies. I thought that was hilarious with Dustin Johnson hitting a shot and just walking away and forgetting that he actually has to carry his bag.
Right.
That was awesome.
It's like,
You'll see that in June at some point. Basketball is – I'm not as optimistic, although if you talk to the players, they're very optimistic. They have the best relationship with their commissioner, frankly, and the commissioner's been very candid. But I know he's also been very cautious. You know, we have some players that are still sitting – Americans that are sitting in China waiting for that league to start, and they've been there now for months. They quarantined for 2 weeks. They've now been there for over 2 months. Every player's in one city, and they're still not ready to go. So I'm not saying China's a leading indicator of what the NBA can do in the States, but there's still no movement there, and it's tough to say that there'll be movement in the States until I see some positive momentum there.
What about other sports? All right, so you talked about golf, you think first. Yeah. You're not as optimistic about basketball. What else?
So baseball, they're a bit stalled with the conversations they're trying to have. You know, it's, they've already come out. Obviously, there's going to be a reduced schedule, which means reduced salaries. They're still also fighting for some of the details. Like, in baseball, you really want to get your service time under your belt each year. And if they don't play a certain amount of games, they may not qualify for that. So the players want to make sure that all their rights are protected, not just that it's safe to play, but that also they're not giving in on anything they wouldn't give in on a regular season. So I think baseball has a good opportunity to come back, but it's nothing in the summer. And football, I think, is the same. You know, until each state starts opening up and giving the players the opportunity to even train, let alone play, I still don't see anything in the summer there. They've already been told they can't take physicals
right
until mid-June, late June. So it's going to be a long wait for all of us.
Well, Joe, let's talk about baseball if we can for a second, because the economics there, I think, are really interesting. And this really plays, I think, into a lot of what you talk about with your clients. And, you know, I had a chance to catch up earlier in the week with Rachel Luba, who is the agent to Trevor Bauer, as you know. And, you know, one of the things she said was that they are so far apart in part because it feels like a fundamental disagreement on the economics and sort of who should kind of bear the burden of this. And I do wonder, for someone who is advising baseball players and others about their wealth, what you make of this argument between the owners and the players.
Well, in my estimation, baseball has their players association has always had one of the strongest teams in place for the players.
Yeah.
And that has led to some incredible economics on behalf of the players. However, you know, the problem now is, you know, there's some athletes making $20, $30, $40 million a year, and they're already seeing a $10 million pay cut. Nobody's feeling sorry for them, but there's going to be a point where they've got to have some compromises where in the past they haven't. And then every once in a while, the owners want to take out, you know, for a spin, the whole idea of salary caps, which obviously in baseball don't exist. They do exist in other sports that the players have always fought against. So there's going to be a compromise, I think, because they know how important it is to get the game out, because in fairness, the television has been strong.
Yeah.
But the popularity hasn't been there. So you don't want to go away for an entire season, I don't think, because you'll lose a lot of momentum.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. And I think it's also, you know, worth remembering, and you pointed to this with the economics, that, you know, the baseball, Major League Baseball, and the owners and the players, and certainly the owners, rely a lot on the gate, you know, for a big chunk of that revenue. And so they are going to, they're certainly at a moment, the owners are, where they could lose a lot of money if there aren't fans in those stands. Joe McLean, stick with us. We're going to continue this conversation. As you can tell, we're pretty into it. We want to talk with you about some of the advice you're giving these guys, as they're probably bugging the heck out of you, or you're trying to keep them in line, as you say, during this time where they're getting a little bit restless. We're talking with Joe McLean. He is managing partner at Intersect Capital, joining us on the phone from California.
Yeah, it's got to be like making sure they don't get into trouble, right? Like,
seriously,
they've got a lot of downtime.
Yeah,
at this point.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel has become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Our guest at this hour, Joe McLean, he's managing partner at Intersect Capital, and he joins us on the phone from California. So I am curious, what are the conversations you're having, Joe, with some of your athletes who probably have a lot of extra time on their hands right now?
So we've taken advantage of it. It's been first couple, I would say January, February, we've created these finance one-on-one teams because I've got to keep their mind active because, as I mentioned, they've got a bunch of cash and they want to be purchasers of consumers.
Right.
And so we've been having conversations around both being a consumer and an investor. And so, you know, as an example, we had some dialogue a couple of days ago with, would you rather buy Nike for $94 or would you rather go buy a pair of Jordans for $200? And so don't just be a consumer, but be an investor. And so we're going through a lot of those exercises. They all now know what it costs to be them, because that was a big question. You know, do you know what it costs to be you?
Right.
And then the second question was, how do we make it cost less to be you? And so if I can keep going with a lot of dialogue and education, that keeps them active, because time and money are not always in your favor, especially in moments where you have nowhere else to go.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and do you sense and this gets back to a little bit of what we were talking about with baseball, in part because one of the arguments that, you know, you're hearing sort of in the Twitter sphere and the talk radio sphere is like, they need to understand that this is good for America. And I'm not saying I am saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, that's one of the arguments here. And I do wonder, you know, as we think about sports in culture and athletes in culture, how much you are talking with them about, and I know you were primarily talking about their finances and their financial health, but I do wonder, since I know you think about sort of the whole person, what those conversations are like right now, because we're all being a little bit more self-reflective, or I think trying to be at least.
Yeah, I think we're all getting wake-up calls in some form.
Totally.
And the big buzzword has been, you know, are you going to pivot or reset into a positive direction? But, you know what, I think it's been fascinating with the players is one of the first things that they noticed was the cause and effect that they have on everything else around them. As an example, you know, when they run into to play in a game, they see all the vendors, all the people that are in the arena. Typically, you're so wired in to play, you don't see anything else around you.
Right.
Well, now a lot of them are understanding that these people's paychecks were tied to them playing. And you know, the last couple of months, the majority of them are all helping support them, literally making sure they have food, making sure they have income, taking a portion of their income and giving it to them. I think it's hard to say it's been the coolest part, but it's been really interesting because now everyone understands how important each other are around them.
Yeah.
And so they do want to get back because they also realize, yes, it's great to watch the game and give somebody, you know, as everyone was watching The Last Dance, but it also gives people jobs and optimism to get back out there. And so they want to play, but they also want to play so that other people that they support can get back out there. It's been cool. I think it's going to be a big celebration when they get back.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting and important point, I think. And I think we've all thought about that in a number of industries, and sports is a phenomenal example of that. You know, these ecosystems that build up, you know, down to but including, you know, the parking attendants and, you know, the folks who own the restaurants, you know, right there by Yankee Stadium and every other stadium and arena around the world. It's a really important point. And I think you're right. It takes something like this for us to really realize that.
Yeah. And I hope we don't forget it. Even me personally, I drive through my small town and I don't always understand how important that we are supporting them. So I'm going to definitely support the local business owners more so, and I think the athletes are thinking the same.
You know, we have a question that we have been asking, you know, leaders like yourself, and that is, you know, how you think the coronavirus pandemic is going to change the world. You know, when we get out of this crisis, what's the most important and, in your view, underappreciated way that the world, in the world that you know, will be, you know, radically different? And what do you think it'll be, Joe?
Wow, it's a tough question to answer, but I think just understanding, and especially in our space where we work with people that believe, and almost I have to believe that they're invincible, that nobody is. And as much as you can plan for uncertainty, now you value the importance of planning for the unexpected. But I think we'll learn over time that there are some things that we can control, and there are things that we can't, but we need to do a better job at the things that we can control. Right. That's what a lot of the wake up calls we're all getting has been, you know, whether it's our family, whether it's our finances, just having a true plan in place and make it intentional. And I think we'll be prepared for anything going forward and know that, you know, no one person could do it on their own. It does take, you know, a team of people. And I think it's important to keep supporting those people. So it's fascinating, but I think this is going to be a great, great opportunity coming out of this because we're all going to learn from it and we're going to teach the next generation how to overcome it. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And it's a really nice optimistic note to end on. Joe McLean, Managing Partner for Intersect Capital, joining us on the phone. And, you know, just to give him some credit, I mean, he's got more than $1.5 billion in future contract money coming in for clients. And that includes one of the Splash Brothers, Clay Thompson, Dexter Fowler in the Major League Baseball, Sergio Garcia. A lot of folks you've heard of he's working with. So really nice conversation.
I love what he said about the conversations that he's having with, you know, his clients about, you know, what it costs to be them, right?
Yeah.
And how you can impact that. I think that kind of applies to the world. Like you,
totally.
If you think about that, you know, we've done that certainly in our house. It's like, okay, what does it cost to be our family?
Yes.
You know, and what can you change to maybe be better?
And where were you spending money that you're not spending money before? You know, when you think about your commute, when you think about all these different you know, it's a radically different world in the short term. And the question is, how different is going to be on the other side? I really like Joe's answer to that question. That was a good one. That's one of the invincibility. We take it for granted.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.